The lever thrown, the portal lid, our heroes pulled into the rift. Their next stop is unknown. In Quantum Dungeon.
Quantum Dungeon.
Quantum Dungeon.
Quantum Dungeon.
They're here now, gone now, far away from home. In Quantum Dungeon.
Quantum Dungeon.
Quantum Dungeon.
Quantum Dungeon.
Which road leads home they do not know, so they will roll. They roll.
Roll those dice.
They roll.
Crit fail twice.
Until the road leads home, they will roll. Roll, Quantum Dungeon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Quantum Dungeon. This is our episode zero to give you a little introduction to who we are and what our game is. So I'm Harrison Redward, your Dungeon Master. This game is going to be a homebrew that takes influence from things like Quantum Leap and maybe a little bit of the Pendragon series if you ever read those as a kid, and some different kind of quantum multiverse-esque elements that I've developed into a campaign that uses the D&D 5e rules but takes our characters on adventures through possibly elements of pop culture, different worlds, and a lot of different aspects that will kind of reinvent a bit of those D&D 5e rules. I have a wonderful collection of friends and my incredible husband that are joining me on this adventure. So
let's be honest.
So let's
Devin start this nerd shit off right with a puff from his inhaler on the side.
Oh, no. Hell yeah.
They're all going to bring it together. They're all going to be great. So let's meet the party, why don't we? So starting from the way my camera works, we are doing this over wonderful Discord video. So the first one I have in my upper left is Adam. So Adam Dunn, why don't you talk a little bit about who you are and who you're playing? What's your experience in D&D and all that?
My name is Adam Dunn. The only experience I have with D&D is with Harrison Redward as my dungeon master. And my favorite thing is to ruin his story. Now, I am playing William Smythe. That's Smythe, dear, not Smith. And I am a fighter working at this quantum lab in electromagnetism, studying waves and particles and the such.
I guess Adam makes up a good point that I should mention. We are starting in sunny Santa Barbara, is where our lab is located at the Foundation for Experimental Physics. So we will talk more about that in the game, but yes, all of our wonderful party members in some way work at the lab. So next, Devin Redward, why don't you go ahead?
Okay.
Sorry, COVID runs rampant in this group, apparently.
It is COVID season. My name is Devin Redward. I'm playing a brand new character, never before seen. Her name is Marina Petrovina Devorushka Simonova Kirill Ilyushkin.
She's Do we have a shorter name?
Yep. Nope. Auntie Marina, or just Marina, if you want. She's a ripe old 56 years old, and she is a hermit, kind of like a rogue druid mix that Harry has made up for me. I'm from Russia originally, but I'm here now in the States doing research, hopefully to discover some kind of cure to save my grandson, Nikolai.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
Very lovely. Thank you for that description.
For now.
Like Devin mentioned, he is playing kind of a mix of classes. We've developed one called Weaver that is going to be a unique class that I've helped and worked with Devin to create. It kind of combines some elements of a rogue and some elements of a ranger, but overall, it's kind of a brand new thing that we're going for. So that'll be interesting. And once we have a character sheet and a full class description figured out, we will definitely post it on our Instagram so people can check it out. Next up I have is Zachary Blaylock.
Hello. I am, in fact, Zachary Blaylock. You may call me Zach. Actually, you can call me Patricia Moynihan. And I'm an actor, darling. Patricia has been at this particular lab studying under the various scientists and technicians and the like to get a better idea of how a lab runs. She is studying for a role coming up, a TV role, the role of a lifetime, of course. And she's just trying to, you know, what is it called? Method acting, you know, trying to really get into the shit, as it were. She's been an actor her entire life, since the age of 8. She joined the stage with her grandfather and was, you know, bitten by the performance bug. She is about 5'10". She's finally a woman of a certain age, hitting just 60 years old this year, though she won't tell you. 5'10", shoulder-length red hair, green eyes, currently. she is everything.
Did you mention the class she's playing?
Oh, no, because I completely forgot about it. She's under the Bard class as of right now. So obviously under like sort of actor settings, we'll be using sort of inspiration roles in a very interesting way. Just ready for the world to see me, you know.
All right, and last up, we have Andrew Forsyth. What's up?
Kind of buried the lead there. My name is Andrew Forsyth. I'm playing Jeremy Yang, and I am a savant. I'm a very smart boy. I'm working on my PhD thesis, and yeah, I'm canonically Andrew Yang's nephew. That part is true. Your first question, how am I related to Andrew Yang? Nephew. And I'm just trying to finish this PhD thesis. Is it going well? No, it's not going that well. Are we going to finish this year? We're not quite sure. But, you know, the events of the podcast will show us if I actually do finish. So
How long have you been working on this PhD?
Depending on how you count, it's been either 7 or 8 years.
And who do you work under at the lab?
Langmore.
Interesting.
Tell me what's the average length that a PhD study takes?
You know, it can take anywhere between 6 and 12 years. So honestly, I'm coming right.
Five, so,
well, some people do an easier program than the program here at Santa Barbara, where we have really high standards in Santa Barbara.
Let me tell you, that is always what I have associated with Santa Barbara.
Patricia played a doctor in the 1980s, you know, under a couple different soap operas. I don't know how difficult it is for you.
Well, playing a doctor, I assume medical doctor anyway, is not the same, Patricia, as earning a PhD at an esteemed, you know, academy of learning and science like UC Santa Barbara, presumably. it's a distinguished program, and you know, it take 5 to 12 years, and taking 7, 8, maybe even 9 years, that's just really putting you on track on average. It's average.
Did you
it's
mention,
riding on the hop of the bell curve.
Did you mention
really
your
entire
age there, Jeremy? Like, how old are you?
I'm 29. Yeah, 29. I'm 29. I'll be 29. I'll write that on my character sheet.
Yes, you got
29. So you had your master's at 22? You had your master's at 22?
Well, he may have just gone bachelor's
away. Maybe.
You don't need a master's degree to go into a PhD program.
Yeah, wait. How long has it been? Did I say 7
is that,
years?
Hold on. Is
7
that true?
Year, 22. Yeah. No, you do. You can go straight into it.
You can
it,
go
absolutely.
Straight into PhD. Yeah. It's not always like a growing from one to the next to the next. You can just go from bachelor to PhD.
Especially if you had really strong internships and a great resume and a fine
3.5
GPA grade average, you know.
That's
like I did.
You know, Patricia didn't know that, but Zach definitely did.
Yeah.
It's not Patricia, how old is Patricia?
She is 60. So
60.
She will not tell you.
Oh, 60, Game Master.
Oh, when creating characters, Devin wanted to make himself 75, and I said no.
Okay, no. And then I worked myself down through the 60s, and I was denied all of the years in between 60 and 70.
Devin, every character you've ever played has always been over 70 years old, and all of your excuses for not doing something is because you're an old woman.
You know, well, they say it's the best years of your life.
The golden years.
The golden years.
Some like haggard woman that doesn't want to do anything. Crone.
I kind of like it.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm rolling with here.
So thank you again for checking in on our trailer and meeting a bit of our characters and a bit of what they have to bring to the table. I think it's going to be a really fun adventure filled with interesting and recognizable locations, but also filled with some new game mechanics that I'm going to alter each time they go to a different world. So it's going to be a really fun time. We hope you give us a listen, and I hope you enjoy. Catch you in the multiverse.
You've heard the tale, and now who knows where next our hero's path will go come next week, and you'll know. With Devin Redward, Zachary Blaylock,
there's Adam Dunn and Andrew Forsythe too.
That's me.
Harrison Redward, he's the DM.
See y'all next week, and don't forget to like, subscribe, review.
Review.
Please review.
Quantum Dungeon.